Voices by Tom Simillion. Retail's wild ride. Where is it headed? Post-pandemic. With a few exceptions among the greatest generation, most Americans would be hard-pressed to remember a more disruptive and transformative year than 2020. Besides the tragic loss of more than 500,000 people around the globe, the once-in-a-century global pandemic wreaked havoc on almost every major industry, though the pain was not shared evenly, particularly in the retail sector. On the one hand, it's been a retail apocalypse, magnifying trends that were already underway for many legacy stores, some of which shut their doors down in 2020. That's why you won't find Fry's, Comedic Camera, or Shopko on this year's top 101 retailers list on page 34 of this month's issue. Even though most CE retailers, independent or otherwise, had the advantage last year of being deemed essential during lockdown periods, those that were particularly dependent on in-store purchases faced challenges. Sales of U.S. electronics in brick-and-mortar stores dropped 21.1% in 2020, according to CoreSite Research. Those retailers that leaned into e-commerce and omni-channel strategies were able to capitalize on a pandemic-induced 24/7 work and live-at-home demand for computers, networking equipment, smart devices, cleaning and cooking appliances, and health and wellness gadgets. And they did well. From March 2020 to March 2021, there was a 23% rise in CE sales revenue compared to 3% for the same period a year earlier, according to NPD. One of many fun facts that CE analysts shared with us in 2020 on page 18 of the June 2021 issue of DealerScope. Meanwhile, even as Best Buy's stateside in-store visits fell by 15% in its final 2020 quarter, the electronics retailer's online sales in the U.S. rose by 144% in the fiscal year 2020, accounting for 43% of its sales last year. Best Buy is putting curbside BOPIS, buy online, pick up in store, my new favorite term come acronym, at the end center of its future strategy of converting most of its in-store product shelves and showroom spaces into warehouse storage for hyperlocal fulfillment centers. More than 50% of U.S. retailers now offer some form of curbside pickup, up from just 6% at the beginning of 2020, according to Digital Commerce 360. Consumers have become accustomed to the convenience of ordering on their mobile phones or laptops, then swooping in for a pickup. BOPIS is here to stay. And yet, people have been cooped up at home for well over a year. As vaccination levels rise and COVID case counts drop, in the U.S. at least, the need to be out among other people, even other shoppers, is not to be counted out. According to foot traffic analyst service Almanac, Target's in-store visits rose by 17% in the first quarter of this year, with a 5% increase in dollar transaction per customer. See page 50 in the June 2021 issue of DealerScope for more stat shots like that. People still need help picking the right home theater system or TV, and there are still many questions about technology that anyone has but is afraid to ask. As Star Power's David Pigeon confirms in our store visit on page 29 this month, service with a smile is still nothing to be sniffed at. It might even be a winning business strategy.